Radio ETC
ドキュメンタリーハワイ's Last Queen、 ハワイ最後の女王を見ながら、ハワイ出身のビル先生のレッスンを受けています。ハワイ国王カラカウアが銃剣を突きつけられるようにしてサインをさせられたベイオネット憲法では、国王は議会に従属し、ハワイ人やアジア人は選挙権を与えられないままでした。1893年1月14日カラカウアの後を継いだ女王リリウオカウには、彼女自ら原案を作成した新しい憲法に対して官僚の承認を求めます。しかしあえなく失敗してしまいます。新憲法の制定を期待して宮廷の前に集まっていた群衆に、彼女はバルコニーに出て語り始めます。
So she went onto the balcony to address this crowd of thousands of people. After all, they had been waiting for this moment. And as she goes on, she talks in Hawaiian and says to them, in a future time, I will promulgate. I will establish a new constitution. Go home peacefully. Well, in Hawaiian, the word future time can also mean some other day. Could beThe next day, could be tomorrow. And the foreign community is aghast, particularly some who have been backing annexation. And they're saying, see, this is what we've been telling you. This is an act of revolution. This is a treason.
さて、promulgate とはどのような意味なのでしょうか?
Promulgate.Okay, it's a difficult, very difficult word, but it means to say something in public or to make something known in public. So her ideas have been widely promulgated on the internet, or his economic policies have been widely promulgated on the internet, meaning widely available.
Thank you so much.
And the law was promulgated in April 1988. So I believe the Meiji Constitution was promulgated in 1885. Yeah, promulgate means to pass into law.
Hawaii's Last Queen には ETC 英会話のホームページからリンクを貼っておきました。番組のトランスクリプトも掲載しています。こちらもどうぞチェックしてみてください。次回もラジオ ETC をどうぞお楽しみに。
Mahalo!